Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I sure am. Today we will be studying words in the op word family, and I want you to have fun with this activity. I want you to be excited about this activity. I want you to be thinking, yay, it's time for Listen and Learn. And you might start to think I'm going too fast for you. I don't know. You might. Someone else might not. But if you think I'm going too fast for you, I want you to take a deep breath. And remember, it's okay not to finish something for this activity. If you can't finish coloring something or writing something, then maybe we'll have time at the end. But what I don't want you to do is panic. Just remember to take a deep breath and to listen and learn. Part of this activity is to listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to listen and do it. I appreciate that. Just remember not to panic and let's have fun. Okay, let's begin. Always, always begin by writing your name at the top. So let's all write our names. I'll write my name too. Write neatly. Remember, my name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you forgot. And make sure that it stays on the line. Okay, you may put your pencil down. There is a picture at the top of your page, and I'm going to tell you a little story to go along with our picture, and then we're going to color some things. And we're going to look for some words that might go in the op word family. Okay, so in our picture, you might see a police officer. I do. Well, this police officer was invited to go to an elementary school and talk to some students. He was really excited. He thought he would get some things to take with him, and he put on his uniform and he put on his hat, and he was super excited to go meet the kids. Well, sometimes people can say that police officers can be called something else. And it's a word that belongs in the op word family. So instead of saying a police officer was going to the school, you might be able to say a cop. Cop belongs in the op word family. So let's color this cop. That's another way to say policeman. Let's color this cop blue. We're gonna look for his hat and some kind of a blue crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect blue. And I would like us to color the cop's hat blue. And while we color the cop's hat blue, I will sound out the word cop for you. We'll make sure it belongs in the op word family. Here we go. K-op, cop. All right, and at the end of the word, we have the word chunk op. It's a chunk at the end, so I can sound it out with op at the end. K-op, cup. Correct. It belongs in the op word family because we can hear op at the end. All right, we're only coloring the cop's hat blue. And you can color his badge on the hat blue also. I'm coloring mine a little bit darker blue, his little badge star thingy on top of his hat. I'm coloring it a darker blue. I'm kind of pushing a little bit harder like I'm angry, but I'm not angry. I'm as happy as a clam. All right, I'm almost finished coloring the cop's hat blue, so I'm thinking you must be close to being finished too. So I'm going to ask you to put down your blue crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, so the cop who was invited to go to the school to talk to the elementary students thought he would bring a couple of balloons along to make it kind of festive and like a party. Well, if you can look at the picture, you can see there are two balloons. He's holding on to one, and then there's another balloon that slipped away. Do you see that balloon? I am going to ask you to color that balloon, the one that got away, a reddish color, some kind of a red color. I am not picky, so it doesn't have to be a perfect red, but will you color the balloon that got away red? And while we're coloring this red balloon, I want you to know that after it slipped away, it gets into a tree and it does something that balloons do. It made a really loud noise. What do you think happened to the balloon after it slipped and blew away? It's a word that belongs in the op word family. Yes, pop. That balloon is going to pop. As soon as it gets higher away and gets stuck in a tree, it's going to pop. So let's sound out the word pop. P-op. Pop. And our chunk is op, so let me sound it out with our chunk at the end. P-op. Pop. It belongs in the op word family. It goes along with cop. The cop was sad to see the balloon pop. It hasn't popped here on our page, but you have to imagine that it flies away and gets tangled in a tree, and then it will pop. I'm almost finished coloring my balloon, so I think you might be almost finished coloring your balloon. So I'm going to ask you to put your red crayon down in 5, 4, oh no, 3, oh no, 2, and 1. Thank you. All right, so we have the cop. He's going to go visit some students at an elementary school. He thought he'd bring some balloons along to make it festive. One of the balloons got away and it's going to pop as soon as it gets stuck in a tree. But it was okay because the cop, he was just strolling and walking to the school when two little bunny rabbits came by. Do you see the two bunny rabbits? I do too. Well, I want you to find some kind of a pink crayon. Find some kind of a pink crayon. And we're going to color the bunny rabbit that is over the object in the grass. It's up in the air. Do you see that bunny rabbit that's up in the air? Mm-hmm. That bunny rabbit is doing something. It's a word that belongs in the op word family. Yes, hop. That little bunny rabbit, that's what he's doing. He is hopping. We're going to work on the word hop while we color our bunny rabbit that's in the air, the one that will hop, pink. So color that rabbit pink, and I'll sound out hop for you. Ah. Hop. And we can work on our chunk. Hop. Hop. Hop is a word that belongs in the op word family. It also, bonus, rhymes. Hop rhymes with cop, which rhymes with pop. And you know, when I have rhyming words, I like to sing songs. So I'm going to sing a little song about what's happening in our story. The cop had a balloon that will pop. The cop had a balloon that will pop, but the bunny will hop, so it's all right. The bunny will hop in front of the cop. I just made that up, just all on my own, just like that, because those words rhyme. Now I'm wondering, you should almost be finished coloring your bunny rabbit, the one that's in the air, the one that is going to hop. I want you to put down your pink crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, do you know what it is that the bunny rabbit wants to hop over? What is that? The big bunny rabbit is going to hop over it next. Do you know what it is? Yes, it's a top. Let's take our orange crayon, some kind of orange crayon. Let's color the spinning top orange. And let's sound out top, t-op, top. And it has our word chunk op at the end, t-op, top. So the cop has a balloon that will pop. The cop has a balloon that will pop. The bunny rabbit will hop over the top. But the cop has a balloon that will pop. I'm telling you, I need to be on the stage. I need to be on, I don't know, television, don't you think? I mean, I should be in a concert. All right, I'm almost finished coloring my top, so you should almost be finished coloring your top. So I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good job. All right, so you should have Four objects colored on your page. You should have a blue hat for the cop. You should have a red balloon that will pop. You should have a pink bunny rabbit that hops. And you should have an orange top. Okay, now I would like you to pick up your pencil. We're going to practice writing some of these words that belong in this op word family. Before we begin, I want you to look at number one. I want you to look at the lines going across so we can understand what we're supposed to do here. On number one, you'll see a small little dotted line and then a space, and then another small little dotted line in the middle, space, and then a third little dotted line. We're going to put one letter on each of those. Then you'll see a bigger space and a big line going across, and then a big space and another line going across. We're going to write words on those. All right, so let's start on number one. And on that first little space, I want you to write the letter that you hear me say. So here I go. Ready? P, P. Good. You should have written the letter P. Ah, ah, ah. Oh. You should write O in the middle. Very good. Last sound. P, P, P. Yes, P. So we have P, ah, P. Okay, scoot across to the line that's in the middle. Let's write the whole word pop. Here we go. Ah, p, pop. And scoot across. We're going to write the whole word again all together. P, O, P, pop, p, op. Good. Number two. Ready? Write the letter that you hear. H, h. Good. H, ah, ah, ah. O, scoot across. P, p, p. Good. Hop, hop. All right, let's scoot to the middle. Let's write the whole word together. Here we go. Hop. Excellent. Scoot across. Last time, let's write it for extra practice. H-O-P. Hop, hop, hop. Okay, moving on. Let's try number three. T, ah, 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 O, p, 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 top. Scoot to the middle. Let's write the whole word together. T, ah, p, top. T, ah, p, top. Scoot to the end. Here we go. Let's write it one more time for extra practice. T, O, P, top. Up, top. Okay, number four is one that we did not practice at the top. It's a brand new word that we haven't talked about, but it belongs in the op word family. I know you're going to get it. Here we go. Number four. Write the letter that you hear me say. Mmm. Yes, M. Scoot to the middle. O, p, 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 p. Mop, mop. A mop is something that you clean with. Exactly. Scoot to the middle and let's write the whole word for extra practice. Mop, mop. And then we'll write it one last time on the end for extra practice. Here we go. M-O-P, mop. Okay, you may put your pencil down. Let's look at number one, and let's read our words going down. We'll read number one, and then two, and then three, and then four. We'll go straight down in a row. Here we go. Number one, pop. Number two, hop. Number three, top. Number four, mop. Okay, start back up at number one again. Let's read them going down, but I'm not going to say the numbers this time. We will just read them like a list. Ready, begin. Pop, hop. Top, mop. And just for fun, let's read them backwards. Start on number four and go up. Just for, we'll be crazy. Here we go. Mop, top, hop, pop. You're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together, we rock and roll. I hope you had fun. You are amazing. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.